Okay, we are up to Sivav, which we started, and I'd like to sort of give a kolistic hagdama. We basically had two major machloikes in the sugya of Pasakum, and today we're going to have a third, and it's a Hashem to be a fourth. The first was the dispute regarding Paspalter. The Mechaber Shita was that Paspalter is only Mutter Bishas Hadchak, meaning that the Pas of a guy that's baked by in a commercial setting called Paspalter, the Mechaber Shita is Mutter only Bishas Hadchak. Doesn't have to be a big Shas Hadchak, we said, but it has to be a Shas Hadchak. In other words, the Gezerah exists, and Bishas Hadchak would make on Paspalter. Rama argued, Rama's shita was that lo nispashit hatakana and paspaltu is mutal chetzelon. The Shas said to be machber like the mechaber. Now for that we would have an absolute heter. But lemaisa, that was the first machloikis. If paspaltu is mutal only b'shasatchak like the mechaber, or if paspaltu is an absolute heter, that was the Rama. That's machloikis number one. We had another machlaikis in Siv Gimel and Dalid, which the Shach brought in the top Shach, Yud Beis, and we peeked ahead at Siv Yud Zayin. That was a machlaikis if you go Basa Hashta or Basa Meikara. Now, we're going to come back to this a little later, so let me just review. The Rajba held that you go Basa Meikara, that at the time you bake the bread, if it's Mutarat's Pas Palter at the time you bake it, it remains mutter. Subsequent circumstances don't change it. And the Ra'ah held, not that way, he held, that you go basa hashta. That you don't go basa the yikr gezeira. If circumstances change, then it changes. The example was, a baker bakes paspalter in his house. It's mutter. Then he takes it home, and he's serving it in his house. He baked the paltry, he baked the bakery, and then he takes it home, or not even he takes it home, but guy buys it. Guy goes in the store, he buys whatever it is, Wonder Bread or Thomas Muffins, that's paspalter. So there's a heter paspalter. Now he takes it home, and he's serving it to you over a friendly breakfast. So does that remain mutter, or that become asa? So if you go basamei kara, like the Rashba, then once it's originally paspalter, then it stays paspalter. That was the Siv Zayin. And if you hold like the Ra'ah, you go basa hashta, right now it's being served in the house, so there is no heter of paspalter. So the question is, was the takana made on the shasafia? I'm talking about the dinner paspalter.
No, no, but if you're saying it's a chasis, shasafia is not, you're saying socially.
Okay, so the Rashba seems to hold there's a chefza di surah. Just like treifus is asur, a guy baking something is, if it's to be pasakum, it has to be a balabai is baking it. If you hold the heter paspalter, then if a palter bakes it, it's just not isur.
Somebody has to take it to a button. You have to do tshuva on that?
But here's not sveika. They're arguing what the gezeira was. But the sieve is that we say it's always sister guy. Okay. Yeah, but if the question is, the sieve will still be true. If you have a shaygeg, it's not also because they didn't change it into a chetzedi sura. What I mean is that the formula of the iser, the way you figure out the iser, is at the time of baking, like to Siv Dal on the top of this page, right? If there's no Palta Yisrael in town, you have to pass Palta. Now a Palta moves in, a shipment comes from New York, and suddenly they have Pas Yisrael. And the Rashba holds, once you have a Heta B'Shasafiyah, it remains Mutter. The Ra'ah holds, no, right now it's Pas Yisrael Matzui, so the Heta falls off. Rosh he goes basa hashda. The Rosh he goes basa meikara.
Why is it relevant to
Shabbat here?
The heter is the absence of pasukah. So whenever pasukah is available, Shabbat
So that's what the Raya holds. You go by the moment. The Rashba holds that with Kaveya at the time of baking, you know, I don't go back and forth. Is it logical? I go to the store and I buy. I live out of town and there's no Pais Yisrael. So I go to the store and I buy Bachman pretzels. So now I get a call. Oh, they got Pashka's pretzels. I say, oh, I have to put it away. But call me as soon as you sell out all the Pashka's pretzels. Give me a call. Oh, you sold them all, Baruch Hashem. Now I can take out my Bachman pretzels and eat it. It's not so mustaver. I understand, but the it could be it's the time you get it. The Chassid Kesher said that. But even that's a chiddush, because while it's mistavra, like you're saying, to do things that way, in practical terms, when Chazal create Isurim, they usually make very clear Isurim, the Rashba holds. Now, once they made the Isur, or the Heter, or Paspalter, or the case of a Paspalter is Aser, it's determined Meikara, and you don't go back and forth based on the moment. Now you may be right, and because that's just far, they should go by the time you buy it. But even then, that's only according to the Ra. According to the Rashba, the halacha is nikva, and it stays the way you kevei it, which is a sort of a cleaner way for Chazal to make takanas. Anyway, these are the two machleisim we had: the paspalta, machaber amah, which is machleis bavli Yerushalmi, really, and then machleis the Ra and the Rashba. If you go basa meikara, that the heter paspalta goes at the time you bake it. You go basa hashta at the time you buy it, at the time you eat. Now, is it, well, I think it is megaya, because the in Sir Zion, he says that if you go to your goyish neighbor. And he tells you, don't worry, I bought you kosher stuff. And he has a package of whatever it is, Stella Doro cookies. It has cookies that have an OU. Remember Educated chocolate chip cookies?
Right.
You old enough to remember Educated chocolate chip cookies? The kids, a company called Educated. You remember? So what? It gives you? No, the question is, you're eating a meal in his house. How nageya? It depends how often you eat by a guy's house. If you're in chinuch, you never eat by a guy's house. If you're in the business world, I assume occasionally you do. You're asking me how often human beings do these things? Go make a poll. I don't know. You're asking me how often it happens? I don't know. If you live in Flatbush and all your neighbors are Jews, and I guess that's on nageya. I assume if you live out of town. There are times that you go next door and you say congratulations. Look, whether it's nagei or not, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. It's nagei. I'm reading the halacha. This is official. Yeah. How often are you a diplomat? Okay. I have one diplomacy mission. I went to meet the State Education Commissioner. She didn't give me any cookies. Nothing. Not even a coffee. Nothing. Okay. The senator. Okay. Good. Look, we're learning the halachas. I don't know what you mean. A tray for restaurant, everything's tray, so you can't eat anything. If you're eating with a goyim, if you're eating with Jews in a tray for restaurant, I'm not sure why, then you can eat the cookies. If you're eating with goyim, so then it comes on to this. Yeah, I'm saying even in a house, it'll be mutter. In a restaurant, in more mutter. Even in the guy's house, the guy makes a congratulations party, and you go next door, and he says, "Oh, we got for you. So we have stuff for you. We bought you a paspalter." The guy says, "Don't worry, it's paspalter. My wife didn't bake it." Says that a heter. So it's in Zion. The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, and the Shah said because we go basa meikara. He learned Shad in Zion that you go basa meikara. Okay. I don't know.
There's no past problem there, but if you get it ordered in, you get past Yisrael.
So we start saying, if the guy Shvesen and gets it ordered in, then it's okay. You know, yeah, but it's the, you know, it's a little. Okay, Rabbi say it's an issue. The whole thing is an issue. I don't mean. What I wanted to do is make it not complicated. Tell you, we have two machlokes in so far. One machlok is in paspalter is absolutely mutter, like the Ramah. Because the Klai Yisrael is never makabel the gzeira, or if pas paltur is only mutter b'shasat chak, like the machaber, because we say that it was hard, so Bezdin pulled back a little bit, and they allowed b'shasat chak. That's one machleik, and second machleik, you go b'samei kara b'sahashta. Now, there's a third far-ranging machleik, which has to do with what we're going to learn today in Sivav. But I'd like to try to just give you sort of an overview, because the main machloikis is later. So I'd like to tell you over Shtikl Torah on call it the Gra Shita. The Gra has a lot of chumris in Afiyas Akum. When we started, I mentioned our Hashulchan's very machmir on Afiyas Akum. The L'sholei Kedarka, it could be because we're going to see the Gra has a lot of chumris in this sugya. So let me give you a general Shtikl Torah, and then we're going to learn Sifat. We are going to have a machlaikis, the Ra and the Rajba, where the bliyais of Bishul Akum, presumably Afiyas Akum as well, Aser Kalim or not. In other words, Bishul Akum is treif. Afiyas Akum, a guy bakes cookies in his house, it's treif. Now I eat it, even though all the ingredients were kosher. For us, it's not kosher. Why? Mishum chasnus. Question is, do those kelim need to be kasher? Does it aser the keli? Someone catches his gayusha help making his scrambled eggs in a pan. So is the pan treif or is the pan not treif? The eggs were kosher, the oil was kosher, but it was bishul akum. So the ra'ah holds that there's no chasnus on blias. On blias, you don't invite somebody to enjoy your blias. There's no issa chasnus on blias. It doesn't ask the kalim. That's the sheet of the Ra. The Rajba disagrees. The Rajba says once they acid it, it falls under the category of Oli Suri Achila. They acid it because of chasnus. But once they acid Bishul Akum or Pasakum, it remains a regular iser. It falls under the regular rules of all macholes asurais, and it asks kalim, and you have to kasher. This is and good. That's what I want to get. So the Rajba holds it asks blias. The Ra'ah holds it doesn't. We paskin lachumra, except by klicheres, which would be a hefsid. So we matter kasher in klicheres, which we not normally matter, but. This is a machlaikis, if they asid blias, or if they didn't asid blias. This is one machlaikis between the Ra'ah and the Rajma. There's a second machlaikis between the Ra'ah and the Rajma. If a guy cooks for a chayla on Shabbos, the halacha is that kol tzarchei chayla, even ein bei sakana, is mutar ayidei goy b'shabbos. A guy is allowed to do things for a chayla, even a chayla shemes hakonim. So you have a guy who cooked on Shabbos. It's not common because we mostly have food. But let's say you have a case where a guy cooked for a yid on Shabbos and there's leftovers. The chayla didn't eat everything. There's leftover food. So the guy went and cooked cooked rice for a chayla on Shabbos or cooked soup for a chayla on Shabbos and there's leftover soup. So Vaita, we have a machlaikis, the Rajba is machmir. The Rajba says that whatever is left over is treif, even for the chayla himself. Whatever is left over is treif. The Rajba is a shitasai. He says that these dinim, once it's aser, it gets all dine iser. And the Ra'ah, we'll call it the Ra'ah, we'll have to see later if it's clear. That comes from the Ra is Mekel. And he says, and we're going to have this lashon later today, that no, once the guy cooked it on Shabbos, the heter, he calls it yesh hakeira, it was cooked on Shabbos, or only a guy could cook, and therefore, whatever's left over is mutter, not only for the chayla, but for anybody. But it's left over is mutter. What does that have to do with a guy? No, a guy is not allowed to make extra.
Okay, so
no. So rather here, Chazal made a gezeira shemiyarba b'shvilai. Chazal were afraid the guy is purposely going to cook extra. They were not matir. Because tzarchi chayla, they were matir for the chayla. And a Jew is on Shabbos is definitely not allowed to eat it. But guys is shemiyarba b'shvilai, he might add. For a chayla, it's mutter. That's what it says. On Shabbos, it's mutter. There's no issa bishul akum because he has hakeira. On Shabbos, where only a guy could do it, the lashon he used, we're going to have so similar lashon. If there's yesh hakeira, there's a hacker, there's no chasnus. Because Shabbos, he's saying, oh, Shabbos, you can't cook. Oh, he's a guy, he could cook. So it's already like a barrier, and that's called yesh hakeira, and therefore on Shabbos, it's mutter. And, yeah. So it would come out probably the same nafkamina lagabi blias. If the Shabbos cooking is not called bishul akum, then the blias are mutter, and otherwise they're us. Because that's exerish shemiyarba b'shvilai, but the etzim cooking for a chayla is not iser. Assuming he wasn't married, but he cooked just what he needed, so then it's mutter. There's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. It's one of the famous steers between shin yudches and shin chav ches, how to paskin with the leftovers. That's the one that it says in the Dugma Medakis Avi that the Chafetz Chaim told his son to write a draft of Shin Chav Ches, and when he got there, his son had paskin, I think, I forgot which one was the Chumra, and he left it that way. He said, look, it's a Machlaikis, so I'll leave it. But be that as it may, these are two Machlaiksim between the Ra and the Rashba. The Gra is machmir by both. The gra, shitas ha-gra, is blias absolutely aser, and leftover food is totally aser. The gra is a machmir, in other words, it holds like the Rashba. What does that mean? That means he holds that once Chazal acid it, it blibes like every other issa, macholas asuris, it blibes us. Okay? What we're saying in the Mekilim say that when yesh hakeira, when there's something, just like when you have later, if a Jew throws in one piece of wood into the fire, it's mutter. Why does that help? It could cook without it. Yesh hakeira, there's a hacker. We said, this is a guy's thing, arm's distance. So the Ra holds that when a guy cooks on Shabbos, that itself is a hacker. Because Shabbos, you're saying, oh, who's going to cook? Jews can't cook. Oh, we'll get a guy. We'll call him a Shabbos guy. You call him a Shabbos guy, you're not going to marry his daughter.
But the nice thing, you could use a fire that was made by his children for Shabbos.
Oh, you could have such a chetimtza where there's a fire, and then it won't be bishalakum for Ashkenazim, it'll be good enough. Yeah, even what he's talking is even when you don't have a fire. Nowadays, it's more common to have fires going. I don't know if it's so common. But anyway, he's talking when it's absolute bishalakum. The guy lit the fire, the guy cooked. Okay, so the idea that I'm hoping to give you is this Shitas HaRashba, that everything seems to be like a Kloistik Isser, and that the Gra is Machmir, he goes with the Shitas. Hopefully we'll get to see this week or next week some of the Nekudas HaGra.
Is it
also because of Because the Bishul Shabbos was Beheter, so Alta Knas of Shabbos, we wouldn't cancel him. Because it was done beheter. Only so, beheter, so we can't.
So it's not like a Shulchan
Malachim,
then it doesn't have that
system? That's right. It's only talking about someone else, Shulchan Malachim, nothing else. Yeah. Right?
It's supposed to make a lot of beheter.
So we're going to take a look. I think it seems to me that he does. I'll point out the Rashi, but it's not 100% clear. But if you look at Tzechen Surah Rashba, yes, sir. In Gra Yud, he seems to say Avol Rashba, Chelak Al Rashba. He brings it. Okay, now what?
Matzah Shabbos, can anybody eat it?
So that's the thing. The Rashba would hold that Matzah Shabbos The Rosh would hold Shabbos, you can't eat it. It's Bishalakum. And the Rosh holds that that you could. That's their argument. What's left over for Matzah Shabbos.
Shabbos,
Shabbos were afraid Shemiyar, but Bishilai, so they asked it. Okay, so this is all B'derech Hakdama. It's not Sivav. Now let's talk about Sivav. There's a food called Pnadish in many places in Rashi, in the Gemara, and in Shulchan Aruch, Uri Panda, it's called here. Somebody calls it Pnadish. It's a knish. It's basically a dough with something inside. So there are all kinds of knishes. You know, in Simon Kuftes, and when you learn Taruvis, it talks about someone who made a knish, and the oil flowed onto the floor of the and the fats, flowed onto the floor of the oven, the meat pie, yeah. The issue here about a pnadish, that the whole tumul is about, is when you have a knish, and it's filled with something that's shaykh bishalakum. Let's say it's filled with, the case here is it's filled with chicken, with fish fats. I'm not familiar with fish fats, I guess fish brine, but it's filled with some type of shuman dog. I say it's filled with fish. And the fish is usher al spishalakum. You cook this knish. The guy cooks the knish. Now the fish is usher. The fish is al shulchan alach. No shayla. The question is, what about the dough? You want to peel off the dough and eat it. You know, you have a potato knish. You peel off the dough. You eat the dough. Is the dough Osir or not? Well, we're going to learn in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Okay. So we're going to learn in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute is that the dough is Osir. Masha'in Kein, if you have a egg challah, which we mentioned last week, we have eggs mixed into the dough, then the egg challah is mutter. We don't say the egg challah is Osir because there are eggs in it. And by the knish, we're saying that the knish is also because there's fish in it. So Mendy is saying the egg is mamashis also. So what you mean to say? By the fish, it's nesar, and then it goes in, right? It becomes aser, and once it's aser, it goes in. By the eggs, it never was us in the first place, that it just never became us. It was already in the terubis when you cooked. What? Has to do with bishalakum. The snuff is chashu, but you're throwing that out. That's bishalakum. Well, we consider eggs shal shulchan malachim. I mean, the egg in the dough, you can't peel off. I guess it's a different way of saying the fish is kvar nesar, and the eggs were never nesar. The eggs are right away in the tarubis. Look in the mechaber, sivvav. B'makayim shenagu hete paspalter. Afilu nilish b'beyim. Oy beyim teichen alponav, mutter. Now we'll talk about beyim teichen alponav in a minute. If it's egg challah, now beyim teichem alponav sounds something like French toast. You have bread with eggs shmeared on it. It's mutter. So we'll talk about French toast. Let's go one at a time. Aval in panda shafaya vekichavim. But if you have in panda, which as I told you is a fish filled knish, so. You can't peel off the dough and eat it. It says in parentheses, "Ayin simikuf yu gimel sev gimel." Because in bishalakum, it's mentioned as well. It's really a bishalakum dikadim. Look at the groyud gimel. Groyud gimel, which is almost the lashon of the mechaber later. She shamnunis be'en olav. The shamnunis is by itself. V'gamim nivla mitchilasai. Even if it's absorbed, mitchilasay haya be'en, v'nesar mishum mishulay v'kechavim, v'oyser ha'isa. The fish stood by itself, and therefore it asks the dough. Masha'enke benilush bebeim, shetchilasay nisbatalba. But she'ekeh, when you make the dough with eggs, so the eggs are bottled into the dough before you bake it, and therefore it's mutter. Well, there is a the fish is also bishul, and the dough becomes also because of the bishul akum. It's not a pas akum case. We're talking even in a place if Fav started mokshinagu heter pashal palter, as pas you have a heter, but we yes asring here it's bishul akum. It's in kufyud beis. It's repeated in kufyud gimel because it's a din really of bishul akum, but since it's dough, it's mentioned here. I mean, the French toast is ala shulchan malachim, but the egg itself is not. Okay, so you're asking good, and you'll see in a second that the Ramah, yesh eiser bepas shebeim teichen al panav mishum shem be'en be'en b'ten legabe apas yesh mishum b'shalakum. So we're going to have to understand the egg case in a minute. The Ramah is asking. Now, before I go to the Ramah, talking about the fish case. The Ptah, trust me, he's talking still with fish, okay? I'll show you later, okay? You don't have Kofi Gim, I can't show it to you inside. What? Yeah, well, the filling is a fish filling. This is broke. Kofi Gim, Gim, it says, Shashuma Nesak Shuba En. The Shuma was already Nesar. The case that it's talking about is Pnada Shel Dogim, okay? It's in the Shach, Pnada Shel Dogim in Kufi. So what the way we're learning, the Bishul Akum is on the fish. Then the fish absorbed into the crust. So the crust would be Mutis, Paspalter. But since the fish of Isser absorbed into the crust, it now asks.
Is Bishul Akum cooked together?
Yeah, it's baked together in the oven. Yeah, baked together in the oven. Okay, it's knish that was baked together.
When you say Allah Shulchan Malachim, if it's a chashim of food, but the quantity is very small, does that still hold?
Then it's still a Shulchan Malachim. Rabelski used to say that the big knishes, I'm talking potato knishes, the big ones are not Allah Shulchan Malachim, and the little ones are. The fancy places, they walk around with little knishes. Sure. They don't walk around with the big knishes, so that's what he said.
So it's used
in
minutes, also, not the way it's prepared.
You mean the fish by itself would not be? Perhaps. Perhaps. Okay. I want to reserve judgment. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay. Now, here, everything I told you tonight was so simple, like, why am I making a fuss over it? Why I make a fuss? It's very simple. It's a Taisus and Bayat after Zion. L'chair, it's simple. So I'll tell you why it's not so simple. The Aruch HaShulchan here, and it's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Kufyud Gimel. You don't have it in your photo stats. Those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiva Eger says a different biur in why it's mutter. I told you it's mutter why, because the fish became aser, and once it's aser, it asers. Rabbi Kiva Eger is going on the same exact case in Kufyud Gimel, Sif Gimel, v'nivla b'pas, where the fish absorbs in the bread. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, after bottle barayv, even though the fish should be bottled in the rive of pas, kidlel, bahagot, hachagora. You know why it's also? Da shuma nira v'nika be'en b'secha pas, because you could still see the fats on the knish crust. So he doesn't say al tam. He says shuma nira v'nika be'en b'secha pas, vavi kahu d'le'el, what does it say? Kahu d'le'el, Hanochas Michas Yaakov. What? Vagos Michas Yaakov. Okay. The Sif Kufi basic. It's coming back to us. Okay. What? You could see. So now, health cup. We seem to have a disagreement between the Gra. The Rai is from a Gra later by Pnadish. I'll show it to you later because the Lashon of the Gra here is not by itself a proof. But the Gra says the reason it's mutter is because it's nesar and it asers. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Aruch HaShulchan add because it's nicker. Now this is a difference. There are two taisus in the taisus in Beit HaZayin, who just says that it's nesar and asers, and taisus in Chulin, who says the lashon that it's nearer v'nicker. Seems to be two different tises. L'chayra, the nafkamina is, what happens if it's not nicker? What if the fish is not nicker? Well, it's going to have taste, but Blias is itself the disputing the Ron, the Rashma, right? If Blias has. So it seems the Gra is Lashitasai. The Gra holds like the Rashma, that Blias Aser, and once it's Aser, it goes with all Klale Yisurim. I mean, there's a different bit from Barai, but it goes with general Klale Yisurim. So he doesn't need Nira V'nikr. He doesn't need that it should be visible. As long as it's Bailaya taste, it's like any treifus that's Bailaya taste. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Darach HaShulchan are going L'shitasam. I don't know Rabbi Kiva Eger L'shitasam. I don't know how he holds by the other Machlaikis, but certainly Darach HaShulchan. He also is left over after Shabbos is Mutter. He doesn't go with the Rashba, at least not in all the cases. And therefore, he holds that if it has to be Nira V'nikr, if it's not Nira V'nikr, then it is bottled. So it seems that in this sort of innocent Panadish case, in the explanation, we have two different explanations. They both say the fish became Aser, now could Aser. How far does it Aser? So the Kiveg and Darach HaShulchan say only if it's Nira V'nikr. And the Gra seems to hold that even if it's not near of a nicker, that it also that it's also going to have the same din. Now, okay, again, you'll have it in the photo stats later in Kuf Yud Gimel. There's a gross of cotton mem, which we're going to get to, and that gross clar that this is shitasa by Panadish. He compares Panadish there to Blias and Akeli, which is obviously not near of a nicker. And therefore it's what? It's much less than a nicker. It's not a nicker at all in a keli, right? It's less than. Okay, it's a naparnat. Yeah, and it's so the Rashba l'shitasai doesn't need a nicker. Okay, so this is the beer in the Panadish. Okay, so one more time. We have here that if something became osat bishalakam and it absorbed into dough, that it asers. Rabbi Kivega and Aruch HaShulchan go with Taisus in Micholin, only if it's nicker. Otherwise, it has a dinner bitl barayv, which we're going to have later by bishalakam. And that's and the Gra, who consistently goes with the Rash Rashita, calls it doesn't have to be there of a nicker. Once it's aser, bliyos aser. Okay, that's the Panadish case in a nutshell. Now, what about the eggs case? The eggs case in Mechlekes Mechaber Ramah. Now, the eggs case becomes very, very difficult. I'll tell you why. If they're arguing about French toast, which is Darach HaShulchan learns. Darach HaShulchan learns, sounds like French toast, it's slightly different. I don't know how they make French toast in your house. My mother, La Shalom, used to put the eggs in first, and the bread in second. That what you did?
You dip the bread into the
eggs. Into the cold eggs or the hot eggs?
Cold.
Okay, I forget how you do it. Darach HaShulchan made this French toast. However he did it, the eggs were cooked up and then poured onto the bread in an oven or in a place where the bread is heating up. Maybe it's different. It could be. It's more like scrambled eggs. It can't mean scrambled eggs on top of a slice of bread. There would be no much like it. So it must mean something like French toast. You know, don't criticize it till you try it, but it sounds like a type of, it's a French toast type of food. It's a bread with a layer of egg on it. It's a machlaikis mechaber ramah. The mechaber is nakel. The mechaber holds that bayim teichen alponav is mutter. The ramah is machmir. Bayim teichen alponav is aser. And based on this, I told you I have a Sfardi who goes to a restaurant where they don't have bishalakim for Sfardim. See, he should order French toast. That's the only thing I could order, and or salad. Because there, the machabeshit is, that's not ourselves bishalakim. It depends. I don't want to get in different ways of making French toast. I agree, if you already made scrambled eggs, it's also, it's not going to help to put it on bread.
A nest egg. You would make a hole in the egg and you'd put the bread in
on the stand up and describe to everybody.
You put it in a frying pan and you pour the egg in inside. So now you have the egg baking together with the bread. So the egg is old.
A whole egg?
I mean, it's a whole egg that you pour it on, that you pour it onto the bread.
You crack it open.
You crack it open. Yeah.
What?
Entire egg. You open an egg. You pour it on top. So now it's not like an egg batter that you put. That's in a French toast. If you just do an egg batter and you dip it in, then it's really absorbed in, and it's really like spread.
You mean it's more like something you can peel off on the top?
This is something you can scramble that.
I have no way of knowing.
So it really depends on
I have no way of knowing what the Mechaba was talking about.
So I'm not sure either, but
it's Sfaradim, when you mix eggs with the challah, it becomes a Zionist, not a Mutzi.
Sfaradim, it becomes a Zionist, that's right. But Bishlakim is by the Zionist too. Okay, now look at the Gra. The Gra says something very mechodish. The Ramah said Yesh Oisrim, and look at Gra Yudalid. The Gra learns not the way the Aruch HaShulchan just learned that we're talking about French toast. The Gra says Yesh Oisrim Kinal. There are those who aser like I tzechen su before. V'svara Rishayna Svirale. What is the Mechaba hole? Kimon she'eino elo lemare. We're talking about eggs that are only for the look. Chazusa lav milsa k'mosh kasa Rashi b'perches dezvachim. The Gra is not learning the way we learned. It's not French toast. He's learning that you smear a little egg on top of a challah or a kokosh to give it a shine. And the Gra holds that the Ramah is assering. The Ramah is assering eggs that shmir just the chazus of the alma. Now that, what? Very minimal taste. I don't know if it has taste. The Gra is learning that chazus of the alma is asr. He compares that to the Pnadish case. So it makes the Ramah being very machmir, the chazus of the alma asr. It's really the Gra that's machmir. I don't think in general the Hechsherim go with this Gra. That matir, all the baked goods that have a shine, generally all the glossy other things are shmeared on top, and usually today shmeared with egg whites. And as far as I know, everyone's matir. So again, you have the Gra being very machmir. It's even hard to explain this chumra. I guess he holds it's like all these surim. The Gra's going to Rashi Shita. That once they ask it, it's aser, and it's hard to understand because here you didn't cook it first and then use it for chazusa, you shmeared it and then baked it. I guess if it would be nevela and you would shmear it on top, so we would say it's aser. So the Gra shita is that these rules go with the algemeiner rules, except for the exceptions. There could be exceptions. You could scrape it away. Yeah, it could scrape it away. It doesn't give taste, certainly not into the challah.
The first time you could serve it like important, the skin on top of the bread is not important.
So it's interesting. It seems that to be Oila Shulcha Malachim, what you asked before, if you go by the whole food or just by the fish in the knish, that's inside the knish, here was saying that it's also Bishalakum, it's eggs shmir on tap. Nobody's going to serve just the egg shmir on tap. It's not al shulchan malachim. It's the whole bread or cake that's al shulchan malachim.
King likes crust.
And the shine of the crust. Yeah, I don't think so. Reminds me of the
crown.
Yeah, that could. It is different, but we have no question that the Rashba is answering in the Kavanas HaRamah Chazus HaBalma eggs that are there just for the look, not for the taste, which is a Chumra Gedayla. Hard to understand the Chasnus on that. So again, it must be because the Gra goes always with the Rashba that holds that it's once they ask it, it gets dinim like all other Macholes Asurais. There are exceptions. We can have Bittul Barayv later, but generally it goes into rules of Macholes Asurais, and therefore it's asur. In the other Machalikis, so obviously he's Machalik. You have to find some way to be Machalik. I'm just telling you the way it seems the Gra learned.
So the
he said it's also Bishalakum. Bishalakum has to be al shulchan malachim. So he must mean it's part of a bread, it's a part of a challah. Every challah has shmir on top. It's part of a challah, and the challah is al shulchan malachim. And since the egg is part of it, it's also. Yeah, that's what I meant. What Dr. Maui asked before, if the knish is al malachim and not the filling, it seems that that's good enough. Every knish, they cook the mashed potatoes first, and then they put it into the knish and they prepare it. So I don't know if you hold mashed potatoes al shulchan malachim or not.
No,
but
the way it looks now, it's
yeah, but the chazus is not oil, it's the whole challah that's oil. Yeah, yeah. So it seems you go by the whole thing in order to determine.
I always said that the CRC has a cooler because of Pasach.
No, it was a challah. It's every challah. They let go.
You would need a Jew, if you have any of your bakery products or sugar, you'd need a Jew on Spishalach.
According to the Gra, you would have a problem on Spishalach. Unless you remember the Ashkenazim, with Mekel, if a Jew turned on the oven, that's good enough.
No.
Yeah, and when they have early in the morning. If the ovens are turned on by Goyim, it's an issue. The oven would have to somehow be turned on by a Jew to avoid the surim. I don't know. Maybe they just work overnight, all through the night. I don't know. I think Thursday nights, a lot of the bakeries work through the night. They make challah all night. Anyway. Okay, so this is the Machlaikis. Let's finish the Ramah and Sivav. Ramah is Kedarkai, other things. And here, if somebody asks you, Afiyas Akum is only bread. Does it apply to cake? So it's interesting. The Machambis said if you have eggs mixed in, it applies, which according to Sfaradim is cake. But the Ramah says it beferish. The Ramah and Sivav. If he brings Yeshayisrin, Bipas, Shabeim tuchel apolam b'shum shehem be'em elam tenu gabi pas v'yesh b'm shum b'shalak v'chein noyagin v'oysa nilo shekarin kichloch.
I agree with you.
We all know lekach, because see the most say lekach and bromfen, right? So lekach is some kind of cake. Heim bechlal pas, and it's included in pas. So makom shenoyigim heter v'pasha evik echavim, with a noyig heter pas palter, gam heim mutarim. V'lo yamina sheyesh ramushim bishula yakum. So it's a kula. It's a kula to be pas because you have a heter pas palter. It's not bishulakum. V'yesh mina no shakarin kichloch shoyfenoyis and al barzolim. There's some that they bake. Sounds like a pancake on a liquid batter they bake on hot metal. U'mayshkan ha'barzel b'shasafia b'cheilo v'chazer. And they put on fats on the metal. V'ayshan yashisar u'lo isran v'cheil aminig. Obviously, he's a hechsher. If they shmir it with tray for oil. So Ramah's not telling me a chidshan halacha. He's just giving me a practical thing that if they do it on a griddle, watch out for the treifas. So he seems to be saying that it's pas. So the question is, what's included in pas? So fortunately, this is one inyan which there's no machlaikis. The Taz if cut and vav says a one line clear rule. What's included in pasakum or what's included in bishalakum? He says, kimandi kavalayu suda. Since if you be kaveh suda on it, bevorach hamaitzi al kein dinam lo kepas mamish. So he tells us a rule: anything that if you be kaveh suda on it, it would have a din of pas. So that has a din of pas. Spaghetti, which if you kaveh suda, it doesn't matter how much you eat; it's not so that's special. It's boiled. It's special. But what about pancakes? Okay, so I'm going to read to you Shulchan Aruch by pancakes. Pancakes or donuts?
Donuts, yes.
Okay. So let's take, so I brought a Mishnah Berurah. So let's learn, what's the din? If you eat a lot of, if you kaveh suda on donuts or pancakes, do you bench or don't you bench? Okay? Now pancakes, which is a liquid batter, you definitely don't. If it's both a liquid batter and it's cooked or fried on a griddle, nobody holds that you... that you bench if you kaveh suda. You could have a meal, but it does not pass. It's like rice, spaghetti. Spaghetti is a cooked wheat food. A person can eat a lot of pasta, and you take a big bowl, and you You know, once one anniversary, my wife said she wants to go to an Italian restaurant. So it was a kosher, so I went. I looked at the menu, I don't know what anything was. So yes, and for a bowl of spaghetti with no seasoning and no nothing, you know, it costs 49 cents in the store. So I went into an Italian restaurant, had a bowl of spaghetti. My wife stopped trying to culture me after that. You know, it's... So a bowl of spaghetti, you can get this big bowl, you can be kevesuda, but it's still cooked. And
it's called pasta. No,
yeah, okay, very good. He's practicing sigufim before.
Why don't you say bishalakum?
Oh, it could be bishalakum, need bishal Yisrael. Yeah, the question is, if you're right, if it's ena al shulchan malachim, it'll have the heterim of bishalakum. It's not al shulchan malachim, it'll have heterim. I mean to say that it's not included in pasuk. You're right. Okay. What about donuts? Yes, sir. Pizza. There's no question if you're kaveh suda on pizza, you have to bench. The question is, if you're not kaveh suda, you just eat a third of a slice, if you have to make hamaitzi. So the din of the Shulchan Aruch seems very clear that all pizza should be hamaitzi. Shulchan Aruch, it says that if you have dough with cheese and it's a derech to be kaveh suda, then you make hamaitzi. Pashtita, hanefa betanur, something you bake in an oven. B'basar, with meat on it, oy dogim, oy gvina. It says, dough that you bake in a level with cheese, mevarach lav hamaitzi. It's a very Shulchan Aruch make hamaitzi. The reason for the custom to make mezainis, I believe, is because pizza started as a snack food. Mishnah Berurah says here, you make hamaitzi, afilu loy kaval ayasuda, yivinaka ve'asuda. It was the derech to be, this is the last sif in Kosamaches. Sifyut Zayin. All those who sit and learn Hilchas Brachos are matmiya on the minhag olam to make mezainis. I think the reason is because it started as a snack food. When we were kids, I think a pizza was not, no one, the yeshivas didn't serve pizza for lunch. It was something you went to the pizza store Friday afternoon. They want they want you to get out of the house, and they gave you money for a pizza. It could be that that's why. What? None of the doughs are made without water. I'm telling you, they don't, and it wouldn't help. It doesn't help anyway, and they don't. There's one, whatever. It tastes like pass. What? So there's two. There are two sheets. There's the gross sheet. There's gimel v'dalad bayim, 3 to 4 bayim of pass. That's 6 teikas asim, and mechabes sheet is kesud aser of a bike, like a chosh of a meal. Which is Shulchan Aruch is more than 3 or 4 bayim.
It's the volume of how much you eat.
That's what it seems. That's what it seems.
So,
look, the mezonos rolls are not. The problem with the mezonos rolls is that they're not mezonos rolls for Ashkenazim. They taste like rolls. They may taste a little sweet, not very sweet. Now we're getting sidetracked. I do want to mention that when you buy the frozen pizza, that's how much you let everybody. There they bake the bread as bread, and then they put on cheese and tomato sauce. If you buy the frozen pizza, no, frozen slices of pizza. In the pizza store, they make a dough, they put on cheese and tomato sauce, and they put it in the oven. In people's house, nobody wants to bake it. You don't get dough. If you take the pizza out of the frozen package, the dough is already baked. It's baked by itself. It's just straight bread. Cut into triangles, and afterwards they put on cheese and put on tomato sauce. And that's certainly hamaitzi because they don't bake it with anything on it. It's just regular pass. Again, unless it's very sweet because it has enough juice to be sweet.
Okay, so donuts. Donuts.
Let's get back to donuts. So there's a fascinating. What? It could be that the reason the minhag to make pass is because it started as a snack food. And Sivdal is the reason that's given is because it's Derech L'Kvayel of Suda. And because it started as a snack food, it could be that's why this I don't call it a minig or toast, whatever you want to call it, that it was Niskalko. The pizza is not going to be happy. The whole attraction of pizza is you don't have to bench. Yeah. Now, the white donuts. Yeah, donuts, non-liquid batter. Okay, donuts. are blilasei ava. It's a salad dough, and it's cooked or fried. It's fried. So the question is it pas or is it bishul? What would you rather? Bishul. Rather be pas or bishul? Why?
Because if I eat two or three of them, I don't have to bend.
It depends on the shulchan malachim. Okay. So I'll read you the Mechaber and tell you Rabbi Avadia Yosef writes about the Mechaber, and then I want to read to you a Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we're doing the Mechaber, Rabbi Avadia's psak based on it, and then Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says, Afilu davash b'lasei ava. Even b'lasei ava. In bishlai tigna, if it's cooked or fried, emevarech alah hamaitzi. He's talking about when it's no sugar in it, just flour and water, and it would be hamaitzi. But if you cooked it or fried it, emevarech alah hamaitzi. Afilu sheyesh lof teresa d'nama, even though it looks like bread. Afilu nischai b'chala. When you made the dough, it was regular challah dough, and you separated challah. The birchas hamaitzi einay haylach ella achar shasafia. Doesn't go by when you made the dough; it goes by when you baked it, and you never baked it. So the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch says that anything that's cooked or fried is going to be a never be hamaitzi. It's not going to be hamaitzi. It'll be mizaynus and mimeli in that. V'yesh chalk environment. Second sheet of holes. The chol shetchila sa'isa ava. Anything that the beginning of the dough is a dough, afilu richachachachach b'mayim v'asol sufganim. Even if afterwards you softened it and you made it into sufganim, whatever the sufganim of his day was, there it says in parentheses, pirish isa shelashua v'asua k'min svug ubishla b'mayim etigna b'shemen v'lasayava that you made in oil mevarach la hamaitzi. The second shita holds that if it's a dough, flour, or water, it's hamaitzi. Ramah says v'nogu lahakol. The minig is like the first shita. That is not hamaitzi. Yirei shemayim yesidei shneim. Yirei shemayim she needed only during a meal, but mikra adin we pass like the first shita, which is that if it's fried or cooked, even though it's b'lasa yava, it's not hamaitzi. And memeli kaveh suda. It's not. It's so basically we're coming out. The gabi benching, it's a kula. Gabi bishlakum, it's a chumra. Because the Taz said, anything that it's only pass if you be kaveh sudi, you bench. So it comes out according to this. Donuts are bishlakum, and there's no heter pas palter. If it's oil shulchan malachim, which we can debate. So that's what comes out. Zok the mishnah, but.
Bagels are
baked, they're not cooked. I mentioned last week, the bagels are thrown into hot water just to form a skin. It's not edible. It's not a habamin that's edible. It's literally thrown in for 10 seconds and pulled out. It's not edible from the cooking canners. Now, what? I'm not getting into if they are. If they are, then it would be us, and if not, then it would be what? Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you ate kedei sviya of donuts, so now it becomes a machlaikis in a deraisa. The Ramah said nagul lahake like the first sheet. He's talking about eat one donut, so you don't make hamaitzi. He's talking when it doesn't have sugar in it, right? But he said, Yekedei Sviya. Then it becomes something that rises al Chumra. And Mamela, Ava, Lakina, Kedei Rishon al Hakol. Ava, Balkedei Sviya, Kiyabruch, there wasn't the Raisa. Sachavak Mezaza Mesafik. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, and you have to hear everything that's coming. Mishnah Berurah says, the donuts, Kedei Sviya, it's totally in this machlaikis, and Mamela, you're obligated to bench. Yeah. Zokta Bavadia, let me finish. Zokta Bavadia Yosef. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? There are two shittas. And in these two shittas, if it's Savi Daraisa, we go Lachumra. And you have to bench. So Bavadia, and what does that mean? We consider it to be pass, and you have to bench. So the meaning is like the first shita, but the rule of Savi Daraisa Lachumra tells us to machma like the second shita. So he says, a svara, that anything that's a shita that you would say so deris lachumra and be machmer like that shita by a derabbanon like pasakum, that shita should be enough to rely on for safa derabanan lekula. That he says that it's daim ezelazeh. Since the minute like the first shita, but by safa deraisa you go to the second shita. He says the same thing by donuts legabe pas. We're going to say safa derabanan lekula, and we'll go like the second shita that it's pas. And you have a heter of pas palter by donuts. That's what he says. So that's his psak, that there's a heter of pas palter by donuts based on the second shita. So nachamu. There are two shitas in the Shulchan Aruch. The machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos happens to be in Psachim Lamed Vav. In my Shabbos Psachim share, we're up to Lamed Hei, bottom of Lamed Hei, Amid Beis. So we'll review this in Yitzhak Hashem. But it's a machlokes Rishayim. So he says the bracha is mezainis. If you convey a suda, it's still mezainis. If you convey svia, it's a maitzi. Because some of the rest of the chumra, the gabe pasakum, the Rebbe Adya says you can rely on paspalter, and memela you could be makel on the paspalter heter on donuts. That's what he says. I don't know about two. However much is today three, I don't want to get into how many.
It's four. It's four. It's four. It's four.
Eight says. A donut itself is two. What? So I told you, after Rav Adya, I want to read you the end of the Mishnah Berurah. That's what I want to do now. Okay, well, I told you till now, Adkai's Rav Adya is true. Now, it seems like a Dava Pella. He brings the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah and not the end. I want to read to you the end of the Mishnah Berurah. He turns this whole sif upside down. And the question really to me is, let me read to you the Mishnah Berurah, and I'll tell you why Rav Avadia ignores it. The Mishnah Berurah then says, after he finishes explaining the whole sif, he says, ach, kol zeh, this whole sif is talking, in a case, b'shosh shalosh v'asav l'lasayava, this is all talking when you made the dough, you meant to bake it. Then you change your mind. You say, no, I'm not going to bake it. I'm going to make it into fried stuff. And then there's no machlaikis. This whole machlaikis is only if when you made the dough, you meant to bake it. And then you change your mind, which doesn't happen too often. When they make donuts in the bakery, they don't make a dough for. So according to his ending of the Mishnah Berurah, he basically takes his whole machlokes, says it's only talking in a very unique case. So in a case where you made a dough for baking, you change your mind and you fried it. So finished. So for us, we follow the Mishnah Berurah. So for us, you can eat as many donuts as you want. You're never going to have to bench. Monday is safe. Many donuts you might never bench because our donuts are originally made to be fried. You never make habaitzi, and it should be bishalakum. It should be bishalakum because there's no heter or pas palter. Then it becomes important. Is it ayla shulchan melach? Is it not? Rav Adya leaves it out. There's another pella that he leaves it out. The truth is that the other achrayim don't say like this Mishnah Berurah. On the page of Shulchan Aruch, I don't think anybody says it. I look in the Aruch HaShulchan, I think I look in the Chayyadam. This last Nakuda of the Mishnah Berurah, changing everything, is a sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. And we follow the Mishnah Berurah, you can eat as many donuts as you want. I don't recommend eating the heavy donuts, eating Dalet Bayim, but you can eat it, and you don't have to bench. And it becomes an issue of Eilat Shulchan Melach. So this is the bottom line with the donuts. We go to Mishnah Berurah and it's special. So now we can argue, are donuts Eilat Shulchan Melachim? You have to question yourself, like by a fancy milchik meal, would they serve donuts? So I don't know, by Brisson, they usually put out,
chocolate chip
donuts, okay. So one can argue about it, I don't know, maybe it's not Eilat Shulchan Melachim, maybe it is Eilat Shulchan Melachim.
Why don't you say donuts are like a fear?
Because it's not baked. Donuts are all fried. I'm not talking about the real donuts. The heavy donuts. There's some that you like fake donuts and I'm not. But But the heavy donuts, they fill with custard or jelly, or the round ones, those are all fried.
So
that's the thing. It's not a fia, and therefore it's an issue of bishul. So I'm not sure what to tell you. I know Dunkin' Donuts in the 86th Street Commissary, where it has a hasher, used to have years ago, I mean in the early 90s, it had, I think it was the Chaf K at the time. You know, there's a Rabbi Dickman, he used to give the hasher in Glatmat also. Rabbi Dickman was the Mashkiach there. And he had somebody drill a hole in the machine, in the dial, like your stove has a dial to turn it up and down. So he had someone drill a hole and put in a nail so that the dial can never be turned totally off. So even when they finished baking it, a Jew turned it on, and then it was never turned totally off. It always stayed on, and that way he avoided the bishul akum shayla. Atayah doesn't have his hasher. Somebody else's hasher is not makbid. He holds that donuts are not ayla shulchan malachim, so maybe it's emes that donuts are not ayla shulchan malachim, and then it's okay. But okay. At any rate, that's the. So this is the thing. The rule is easy. It's a taz, tend to be kaver suda. Donuts is a whole tumble here. Whether donuts. I would like next week is our Rosh Hashanah, so I'd like to give a share. Whoever gets up early for sleep, this will be available by this hour. Yeah.